Yes, it's the Goldberg.
Excuse me, Mr. Fleming. May I speak 2 minutes, please?
Well, sure. What can I do for you, little girl?
It's about that new soap dust.
Yes?
You say it's a soap for everything in the wash.
That's right.
And when you say everything, you mean everything, don't you?
Of course. Why, New Dust does all three kinds of wash. Heavy work shirts, grimy towels, right down to pretty rayon slips.
Well, my mother says she just don't believe this one granulated soap could get her towels white and be safe for rayons, too, like you say.
Oh, she said that, did she?
Yep. She said it's ridiculous. Well, anyway, she doesn't see how Dust can do so much.
Well, she would if she tried Dust. Then she'll find out Dust is so new, she's never before bought a soap quite like it.
Oh.
You see, Dust is Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap, and I mean really new. Not just a new improvement of an old soap.
Gee.
Now, I've got a little plan. How about you taking home a box of Dust?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just ask your mother to try it.
For everything?
Yes, for all three kinds of wash. First, she'll see how soft and bright Dust leaves her fussy colored washables.
Yes?
And second, notice when your mother washes your father's overalls and Dust, she won't do any hard scrubbing. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you does.
Oh, she'll like that.
And third, wait till your mother sees how wonderfully white Dust gets her sheets and towels.
She's always complaining about her towels.
Well, I bet she won't complain when she sees how dazzling white Dust does them. Why, she's never seen whiter washes than you Dust gives her. In fact, Dust gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Dust. Mr. Fleming. I'll take home some Dust right now.
Fine, just look for those letters D-U-Z on the big red and white box. And don't forget, Dust is a really new kind of soap, and it does everything in the wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, strange and mysterious conversations appear to be going on at Dr. Cater's house. And Jake, who told Molly that he was going to the mill, seems to be at Cater's also. And now a new character is expected at Dr. Cater's, the minister. And ministers have certain formal duties to supervise. Oh, meanwhile, Seymour's at the Goldbergs waiting to tell the minister that he's supposed to go to Cater's. And Molly's wondering what a minister is since Seymour, in order to cover up the truth, told her that the minister was part of a machine in the mill and that the minister had broken down. The confusion in Molly's mind is as profound as a winter fog. Listen.
I could only call the mill, Rosalie.
Don't worry, Ma.
The switchboard was only switched on at the mill. I could ask Papa how it feels.
He'll be all right.
Such a cold. A man should walk out with such a cold, with such a bronco condition. Please, Seymour, let this also be a lesson to you. There's nothing a person can do if you want to do it. Nothing.
What do you mean, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, I mean, Seymour, take Mr. Goldberg, for instance. A man that never touched a piece of machinery in his whole life. Only maybe a sewing machine when he was working for Finger and Handle. And that was only for a very short time. And then he became a designer.
I didn't know that, Ma.
Oh, surely, Rosalie, dear. Surely. Papa designed dresses for Ellen Bogan and Katz for, let me see, for how long Papa with Ellen Bogan and Katz? Surely, Rosalie, you wasn't even in kindergarten, not. And then Sammy was a 1B2, and we was living on top of Mrs. Bloom then. That's how Papa got a job at Ellen Bogan and Katz, because Mr. Bloom's sister-in-law's second cousin or something, maybe it's just, I don't remember, it's out of my head now. But something, it was related to something, some way. And that's how Papa got in with Ellen Bogan and Katz. And 1 year only Papa sat on the machine, only 1 year. And directly your Papa became a designer in, three seasons he was a designer, and then he went in business for himself. But I only want to bring out, if you want to do something, you can do it. And you know, Rosalie, darling, Papa came here to last and bury. You know, it's a broken-down man in health physically. And he got himself together shortly, and he opened the village mill that was closed, you know, for how many years. And then he learned to run a mill. And then now, even to the extent of knowing how to fix a machine, I didn't even know that the minister was part of a machine. Who should know that?
Usually people don't know that, usually.
Usually not. I never heard it the first time in my experience a minister should be a machine. Rosa, dear, look it up in the dictionary. Get me the exact meaning.
Why did you bother? I mean...
See, Mother, when I went to night school, the professor always said, learn with a dictionary. Rosalie, where's Webster standing?
I don't think it's in the dictionary, Army.
Not in the dictionary. What is not in Webster's? Everything is in Webster.
Minister? How is it spelled?
How is it spelled? Minister is with an M. High school. Graduate. I spell minister. Minister is the same. You spell it like you spell a minister in the church.
Well, that's not very complimentary.
Huh?
Yeah. Ask me what a minister is. I'll tell you.
So what is it, Seymour?
Do you know what a governor is?
Governor? I think I know. It's a governor's like the president, only instead he's the head of, he's head like in Connecticut, Texas, and so forth.
You see, you don't know, Mrs. Dolby.
No?
A governor also is part of an automobile.
Oh. You see that? In a minister?
A minister?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I'm right here. Hello?
Hello?
Jake?
Yes?
Where are you?
What do you mean, where am I?
I'm asking.
Who is in the house? Let me talk to him.
Surely, hold on, dear. I'm glad you're feeling well. Hold on, dear. Seymour, Mr. Goldberg.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Hello?
Seymour, where did you tell Mrs. Goldberg I am?
I didn't...
Didn't I told you not to tell her I am a Dr. Cadis?
But I...
Where does Mrs. Goldberg think I am?
Hold the wire. Where do you think Mr. Goldberg is?
It's the mill, no?
Of course. Hello?
Hello. Well?
The mill.
You didn't say anything? Just answer, yes or no? No. Now listen further.
Yes?
The minister didn't get there yet, huh?
No.
Watch for him.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
When he gets there?
Yes.
Send him over to Dr. Cadis.
Yes.
If Mrs. Goldberg asks him questions, try to avoid answers.
Yeah, but...
No questions.
Yes. Goodbye.
Don't hang, Seema. I want to say a voice.
Just a minute, Mr. Goldberg.
Hello? Jake?
Yes?
What's the matter with the minister?
What?
The minister?
Just a minute, Mrs. Goldberg.
Let me talk to Seema.
Jake,
Let me talk to Seema.
Just a minute. Seema here.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Seema? I thought you didn't mention the minister.
Mrs. Goldberg is worried that you're having trouble with the minister. The machine in the mill. The minister went wrong. The machinery. So if you want me to come over, I will. To help.
Oh.
You see?
You're all right, Seymour. Thank you. Now you wait.
Just a minute. Mrs. Goldberg, do you want to say anything to Mr. Goldberg?
No, thank you, Seymour. He should only keep well. He shouldn't get an address. And then he should take good care of himself, you hear? And then he should stop off in the drugstore. Even before he comes home, he should get something hot to drink. And he shouldn't be late.
Hello?
Don't be too late, Mrs. Goldberg said.
I won't. We are waiting here for the minister. Then I'll be home. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You're going over to the mill, Seymour?
No, I'll wait a while.
I thought, Mr.
Goldberg... Just a few questions you wanted to ask me.
I didn't know that you were mechanically minded, Seymour.
You're looking for something, Seymour?
No, I just love looking out of windows at night. You can see the stars at night.
Oh, the stars are beautiful at night. I always like to sit on the porch, too. It wasn't so cold. I like to sit, especially in the winter, I like to sit on the rocking chair, rocking myself, and see the stars. Only I don't know, what they call the stars and the moon and the, what is that, the
astronomy.
I don't know astronomy, because I can't point out, I like, Sam Levon showed me the four, it makes a handle, is that, Rosalie?
The Big Dipper?
That's a Big Dipper. And then they got like a whole road, they got with little stars all together, what is that? Of the milk something?
The Milky Way.
The Milky Way. It's wonderful. Rosalie, you can do your homework. Seymour wouldn't mind.
No, of course not. Don't be formal with me.
Where are you going, Mom?
I'll go upstairs in a minute. I want to see if Oriel wants something for David or Rob Rich. It's colder than expected. I want to see if they've got an extra comforter. Seymour, you're sure Mr. Goldberg knows how to fix the minister?
Oh, surely.
Oh,
see what you have to learn to do anything. Oh, when does Papa ever know anything about a minister?
Well, you learn when you have to.
I suppose.
Seymour.
Yes, Miss Goldberg?
What is a minister?
Oh, well, a minister is...
What?
The machine that you...
That what?
Well, I can't explain it to you technically, but you
but
see...
But what? Seymour, when I talk to you, please don't look out of the window.
Yes.
What is a minister?
Well, see...
Seymour, you're nervous about something.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because I'm not a good liar, especially to you, Rosie. I can't lie to you. I'll never lie to you.
Yes?
I don't know what a minister is, so please, don't ask me.
Somebody's barking, Rosalie.
Yes, Ma.
I'll go out and see.
Oh, somebody's coming in, Ma.
He's coming in.
I'll go and see.
Get out your coat, Seymour.
Who's coming in? It's the minister, Ma.
The minister? Oh, that's the minister from the Episcopal Church. What's this for the minister, what?
And Seymour dashes out of the house to waylay the minister. The mystery of the man or the machine begins to clear in Molly's mind, while even Rosie begins to suspect the first faint glimmer of the truth. Now, before you wash your next batch of dishes, just answer me this. Aren't you tired of those halfway soaps? Why, no matter what kind of bar soap you use, it only goes halfway because it cheats you on speed. And those tough granulated soaps, say, they're way short on safety for your hands. So forget such halfway soaps and try New Does. You know, this new kind of granulated soap does everything in your wash, and say, it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Remember, your hands can't get this extra gentleness from any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet, no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Does. Why, Does cuts even roasting pan grease without any hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Just try it today and let those amazing suds tell you how really different Does is. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Molly puts the machine and the man together while we see the point of all these mysterious telephone calls from Dr. Cater's house. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.